Got to find my extension.
Coach, sorry about that.
No worries.
We're ready to go here with Coach Bryce Martin and the Falcons. Boy, you had a double-digit lead a couple of times, and then the offense kind of went to sleep and let Ball State back in the game twice, but obviously had enough to put it away. But
yeah.
What happened to the offense there when you got the lead?
Yeah, I think we got a little shot-happy, and we started shooting threes. That we really wanted to pound the paint and be able to get inside, and we felt like that was the way we could attack. And I think when we started shooting a lot of threes is when we kind of got a little bit cold.
Yeah, end up 9 of 22 from 3, which isn't bad overall at 41%, but seemed like the misses came in bunches there and sort of opened the door for Ball State to climb back into it. But you know, you look at some of the miscellaneous stats, you got outscored in the paint, which I don't think we would have expected before the game, but you did outscore them on the second chance, 12-4. Bottom line in this game, I think the difference is the shooting percentage. You guys at 47, them at 44. Seemed like you most of the time got the shots you wanted.
Yeah, yeah. And I thought we actually did a pretty good – I thought their percentage got a little bit higher down the towards the end. But I think we, for the most part, guarded pretty well from the majority of the game. Again, they got too many easy baskets. We made the post was – the post entries were getting a little bit too easy. We needed to make those catches a little bit harder and force them out a little bit further. They're just getting too deep.
It's been a struggle the last half of the season for Dejon Humphrey. Two big threes for him tonight. Yeah. I know that he's a guy that you think is better than he's been playing. Maybe this will snap him out of what the funk he's in.
Yeah, and we definitely want to get him going before Cleveland. I mean, he changes our offense when he's making shots, and we believe that he's going to make those shots, and that's why we just kept telling him, keep shooting, stay in the gym, and it's going to come. And I'm happy and proud that he was able to get going a little bit, and you know, Jason started making some, and so we believe in the shooters that we have, and know that they've been working, and that it's going to continue to keep coming.
So when you think about where this team is heading into the tournament, what are you most encouraged about?
I think our defensive effort, our defensive ability to get stops and string stops together is always going to be what we is our calling card. And we're going to need to get stops in conference, and defense wins in March. And so you need to be able to get stops, and I think we're able to do that.
We didn't see a lot of zone from you tonight. Seemed like actually Ball State played better against the zone than they did against your man.
Yeah,
you liked the man better tonight?
And they really got going in their zone. And when we didn't love our activity in zone. And you know, a lot of times you got to play harder in zone. And we just kind of didn't feel like we were going in the right direction with our zone.
So with that said, you head into the tournament on a couple of wins. Certainly better than that struggle you were in. Feels like this team's kind of turning the corner a little bit.
Yeah, and I think we found our rhythm offensively, and we know what we want to do and how we want to score the ball. And so we feel good going in. I mean, we feel like we have just as good a shot as anybody in the league. And I think with our ability to string stops together, it's going to be what can help us prevail.
All right, Coach, appreciate your time. Nice win tonight.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That's Assistant Coach Bryce Martin. Falcons win 80-70 over Ball State.